We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The WEEI Sports Radio Network. You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I don't think that Bill sometimes understands how pissed off people are. I think that there are times when Bill kind of goes just along, and he's been able to run roughshod over any number of players in contract negotiations, Tom Brady among them. Look, if Tom Brady did this in 2013, it'd feel different. I mean, if Tom Brady doesn't feel great about what Bill's saying to him now and says, I'm leaving now, Belichick might say, wow, guess he grew up here. In 2013, the reaction would have been a whole hell of a lot different. But I don't think that maybe surprised that Tom was actually going to go someplace else, because I think the Patriots in general have a great respect for their own ability to create winning football that cannot be duplicated anyplace else. That's really the essence of it. They don't think Tom's going to do so hot anyplace else. Their special secret sauce is, in their minds, what makes Tom, Tom. Tom's been a big ingredient in it, but their secret sauce is still here.
All right, that was Tommy Curran earlier this week. The Patriots still apparently have the secret sauce. That's what they believe, even though Tom Brady has taken his talents to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Brian Barrett with you for the next 3 hours or so. The number is 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. This is something that we're going to have to get used to. This is the first Sunday in 20 years that Tom Brady is not the Patriots quarterback. It's something that, unfortunately, all of us are going to have to get used to. Now, I want to start with this. I don't believe that Bill Belichick looks bad this week. So he didn't want to pay a quarterback through his 44-year-old season $50 million, which, of course, the Buccaneers guaranteed him that money, and he can make an additional $9 million in incentives. His production, he being Tom Brady, and I know this is going to piss off the people that really love Brady, but his production slipped, and I get there were some other circumstances involved in that, but I totally understand why Bill came to this decision. He's looking towards rebuilding now, and you weren't a Super Bowl contender with Tom Brady coming back with the current team you had, so you might as well cut the cord than get stuck with a horrible contract when Brady's 44, because that contract has the potential to blow up on you. That contract has the potential to be the Kobe Bryant contract that he got in the NBA. Remember, Kobe Bryant, at the end of his career, got a two-year, $48 million contract. The late, great Kobe Bryant. He was horrible. He barely played. The team was terrible, and they couldn't make any other moves around him because they had this awful contract that was Kobe Bryant's. Signing Tom Brady to a similar contract here would have, or could have, at least in Belichick's mind, been the same type of situation. So I can totally rationalize why Bill Belichick wanted to move on from Brady. He didn't want to sign a quarterback that was going to be 44 years old, 43 this year, and 44 years old the season after that. So I totally understand where Bill Belichick's coming from. And I supported that decision. I've said multiple times on this station that I would not have given Tom Brady a multi-year contract extension. If he wanted to come back and continue to do what he's been doing for years, since 2017, really, that one-year contract, fine. I would be okay with that if I was the Patriots. But a multi-year contract extension, especially considering the numbers last year slipped, Brady missed throws. I know people that want to defend Brady look at the weapons and they look at the offensive line. Brady wasn't himself either last year. He wasn't as good as he was the season prior, and it wasn't just the weapons, and it wasn't just the offensive line. So I totally understand where Bill's coming from, and I support his decision. Now, I also totally understand what Brady did, and I support Brady's decision. And he brought so much to the area. I will hold no ill will towards Brady whatsoever for choosing to go to a different destination. And if he really does, as we hear the word all the time, he's underappreciated, right? If he feels that way, I can totally understand why, right? If you're Tom, you wanted that security of a long-term contract, or at least a two-year contract at the end of your career. You didn't want a one-year deal. You wanted weapons. So if you look at it, totally makes sense for Brady to go to a place with some of the best weapons in the NFL when you're looking at Mike Evans and you're looking at a guy like Chris Godwin as well. I totally understand why Brady would want to do that, not to mention the fact that it was a very easy negotiating process. Oh, yeah, 2 years, $50 million guaranteed. He would never get that with the Patriots. So Brady's ultimate goal over the past really 5 to 10 years, he says he wants to play until he's 45. So this gives him a really good opportunity to be able to do that. And secondarily, when you look at it from the Brady angle, is if Brady comes back next year, say for the Patriots in 2020, and his numbers are similar to the numbers that he put up in the 2019 season, what's Bill going to do? He's going to move on from the player after the season. And guess what? The market for Brady in 2020 is going to be even worse, or I should say in 2021, is going to be even worse than it was this year. And there was only a couple of teams that were interested in Brady this year, and the market will be even worse if he comes off another subpar year by his standards. So I understand what Brady did as well, but I just want to mention this. So the decision on both sides, no problem with it whatsoever. What I do have a massive issue with is how Robert Kraft handled the situation this week. He looked pathetic. He looked desperate. And somehow he managed to look disloyal to both Tom Brady and to Bill Belichick, both of them. Think about how amazing that is. Bill and Tom broke up, so to speak, and Robert Kraft blamed both of them in the same week. That's downright impressive. I don't know how many other people in the world can pull something like this off. Brian Barrett with you for the next 3 hours or so. The number is 617-779-7937. Do you blame Kraft for the way he handled this thing this week? Because I certainly do. So let's start with Tuesday. Tom made the post that he was out. He's taken his football journey, as he phrased it, elsewhere. And, okay, he makes the announcement. Then what happens? Obviously, everybody in the media is going to react to everything going on. So what does Robert Kraft do? He calls Stephen A. Smith in a break on First Take, and Stephen A. Smith relays the message that Kraft wanted to get out there. So Stephen A. Smith says on First Take, quote, "If Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out, but Tom Brady wanted to leave." That's what he told Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith reiterated that on a national television show. "If Tom wanted to stay, we would have worked it out." Jim McBride of The Globe, he gets a quote from Kraft as well. Quote, "Tom convinced me it was best for him to move on. If he wanted to be here, we would have put a deal together." I'm sorry, what? You guys would have put a deal together. Okay, so this is so damn aggravating to me. So right after Tom decides that it was his decision to move on, or once he decides he was going to move on, you blame Tom. If Tom wanted to be here, he would have still been here. You have to be kidding me. So what you're telling us is, essentially what you're telling us, if Tom wanted to play by Bill Belichick's rules again and take a significant pay cut and maybe even make less money than he did a season ago, then okay, he would have been here. But how could that possibly be Tom's decision? The fact that Tom Brady helped build Patriots Place, the fact that part of the reason the Pats are valued at $3.8 billion is number 12. And you're saying it's Tom's decision, not ours. You at least owe him that. You at least owe him not to blame him on the way out. That, to me, just came off unbelievably unaware of the situation. For a guy that owns the New England Patriots, for you to say that was pathetic. Own the decision. You went with Bill. The move is very easy to defend. It is very easy to defend. He doesn't want to sign a quarterback through his 44-year-old season. You have the greatest coach in the history of the NFL. You're going to trust him to rebuild the organization. You wish Tom nothing but the best. This is a very easy thing to spin if you're Robert Kraft. But to blame Tom Brady was absolutely pathetic to me. So you're making it out like it's Tom Brady's decision 100%. You're completely misleading the public. Sure, did Tom want to leave? At this point, yeah, you're right. He did want to leave. But you know why? Because every time he went in to negotiate a contract, he felt lowballed. In 2017, after throwing for north of 500 yards at the Super Bowl, when the team didn't punt, and oh, by the way, he won this thing that year that's called the MVP of the NFL, he asked for an extension. He didn't get it. He got a bunch of incentives that he could reach at his contract, and he reached none of them. In 2018, after winning this thing that we call the Super Bowl, what happens to Tom Brady? Well, he doesn't get the extension he wants. He gets a little bit of a pay bump, but he doesn't ultimately get the extension that he wants. So this is what Tom Brady had been going through the past couple of years. And whether or not you agree or disagree, you can totally understand why Brady would want to move on and why this wasn't just Brady's decision. The Patriots forced Tom Brady into this decision by essentially being like, yeah, let's keep going year to year. So for Robert Kraft to come out this week and say that if Tom wanted to remain a member of the New England Patriots, that's a complete farce. That's a lie. What he's saying is, well, if Tom Brady wanted to come back here on Bill Belichick's terms, that obviously Brady didn't like over the past couple of years, clearly aggravated Brady over the past couple of years, then he would have been back here. So what he's doing is he's misleading the fan base. And in my mind, he's going out of his way to do it. And quite frankly, I don't believe it's necessary whatsoever. It really isn't necessary to do all this because this is a move that you can rationally defend. And I get there's going to be a large portion of the fan base that is going to be upset either way if Brady leaves. But for you to try to turn it around on Tom Brady, you realize that the majority of the fan base is smart enough to realize that you're lying to them, right? You're smart enough to realize that we understand what happened over the past two situations when Tom Brady went into Bill Belichick's office or wherever they had these discussions to negotiate a contract and he felt lowballed. So don't act as if it was Tom Brady's choice to leave the Patriots. Now, at the end of the day, Tom Brady decides to go to the Buccaneers because of what happened here. That's the reality of what happened over the past few years and over the past week. He decided to leave because ultimately you forced him to leave because you weren't going to essentially give him what he wanted. So I don't like the fact that Robert Kraft comes out this week and he blames Tom Brady. Everything that Tom Brady has done for this organization, everything that Tom Brady has done to help the Patriots brand, to grow the franchise, to point the finger at Tom Brady, that is absolutely ridiculous to me and quite frankly, disrespectful. And how about this? What he did later on in the week was maybe even worse. So on Friday, Kraft talks with Mike Giardi of the NFL Network, and Giardi tweeted this out. When I spoke to Robert Kraft, he made this analogy about Tom Brady's departure. Think about loving your wife, and for whatever reason, there's something, her mother, her father, that makes life impossible for you, and you have to move on, but you don't want to. Okay, so first of all, that is a bizarre analogy that Robert Kraft made, but he looks horrible again. Maybe even more horrible than he did earlier in the week when he tried to blame Tom Brady for leaving because the Patriots wouldn't give him what he wanted. So Robert Kraft's the owner of the team. And this makes him look like Bill Belichick by using this weird marriage analogy that Kraft is telling you he had no choice in the matter. And by this analogy, it means, hey, Bill is the mother or the father that's making it impossible for you and Tom to stay together. So what you're saying is you're not in charge, that Bill's in charge. So Bill's the one running the franchise, not you. So you aren't even in charge of the team you own. Now, look, I much rather have Bill making those decisions than Robert Kraft, clearly. But he's admitting that he's not in charge of his football team. He looks pretty pathetic. He looks pretty pathetic in all this. And then he's making himself out to look like a victim. Kraft is in no way, let's be clear, in no way a victim here. Now, I believe Kraft is doing the right thing by letting Bill make these decisions, but he's not a victim. He's making it seem like he's powerless in all this. He's the owner of the team. If he really wanted to keep Tom, he could have extended him through his 45-year-old season. Now, quite frankly, I would think that would be dumb and it would be a stupid decision for the organization long term. But if Robert Kraft ultimately wanted to keep Tom Brady and he was so concerned about losing Tom Brady, he could have overruled what Bill Belichick was doing. Now, obviously, you would have risked losing Bill Belichick and maybe he took his football talents, like Tom Brady said, or his football journey somewhere else. But Robert Kraft acting like he's a victim in all this. No, you're not. You're not a victim. If you really wanted to overrule what Bill Belichick was doing in terms of not offering Tom Brady the contract that would have kept him here, then you could have decided to move on from Bill Belichick and given Tom Brady that contract extension. Now, like I said, I would not advocate doing that, but for him to act like he's been wronged in this situation, no. You're the boss. You're the owner of the team. You ultimately can make the decision in terms of what's going to happen with Tom Brady's future as a member of the organization. And the other thing I would say in this one is how about support the coach? How about support the coach if you're Robert Kraft? Obviously, even though there is a portion of the fan base that understands the move, which I understand the move, there's a portion of us that understand why the Patriots decided to do this. There's a lot of fans, and you've heard them on this radio station throughout the week, that absolutely despise the move. So there's going to be bad PR because the greatest player in the history of the sport is leaving. But instead of standing behind your coach and supporting Bill Belichick's decision, you have now blamed him. You're calling him the mother or the father in this weird analogy that basically kept you and Tom apart. You're telling Bill you support him, and this is his decision, and then when he actually makes the decision, you're pointing at Bill and saying, hey, it's not me that made this decision, it's Bill that made this decision, and I really wanted to keep Tom here, but Bill didn't want to keep Tom here. That is just spineless to me. Absolutely spineless. It's unbelievable. And making a decision like this, if I'm Belichick, I would at least like to have a little bit of support from my owner, because I was told from Robert Kraft that this is my team. I'm making the decisions. And that includes the greatest player in the history of the sport. I'm making the decision on if ultimately he's going to be a member of this organization going forward. This is what I was told by the owner. And immediately, or I should say 3 days after I make this decision to decide to move on from Tom Brady, what happens? My owner's making a weird marriage analogy and blaming me for Tom Brady leaving the organization. Don't you think the coach of the team, who has now been put in control, you're making the decision, Bill Belichick, don't you think he deserves a little bit of respect and a little bit of support from the owner of the team that gave him the ability to make that decision? That is ridiculous to me. It's unprofessional also. And I would also look at this. Kraft managed to blame everybody but himself. Early in the week, as we mentioned, he calls Stephen A. Smith. He gets in touch with the Globe to blame Tom Brady. Hey, if Tom wanted to be here, he could have been here. So early in the week, you go out of your way to blame Tom Brady. And then later on in the week, what do? You blame the head coach of the team for letting Tom Brady go. So he's blaming everybody else but himself in this particular scenario. And that, to me, quite frankly, is completely embarrassing. It's pathetic. I don't feel bad for Robert Kraft whatsoever. If you ultimately really wanted to keep Tom Brady here, then you could have stepped in and kept him here. And if you wanted to support Bill or you agree with the decision that Bill Belichick has made to move on from Tom Brady, at least show him some support. Maybe Robert Kraft actually likes the decision that Bill Belichick has made. We don't know, because he's just spinning all these things through the media. He may actually agree with the decision that ultimately Bill Belichick made, but by what he's putting out there, it basically is telling you that we don't know where he stands. We know that it was, according to Kraft, it was completely Tom's decision. And then secondarily, he doesn't like the fact that Bill Belichick and Brady couldn't get a deal done. So where are you in all this? We don't know where he's at in all this. And the fact that Belichick is still a member of the Patriots, the head coach and the final decision maker and all that, don't you think you should be supporting that guy rather than the guy that's now on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who you've now already blamed for leaving anyway? I just don't understand where he thinks this is coming off well. Who actually thinks what Robert Kraft did this week was a good idea? Blame everybody but yourself. And he's been working on this damn thing for weeks, really for months. You remember about, what, 6 weeks ago? In NBC Sports Boston, Tommy Curran had the report that Robert Kraft would not intercede in contract negotiations between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. That's what Robert Kraft essentially put it out there to Tommy Curran. He's not going to get in the way of this whole thing. So essentially what he was doing then, he's saying, hey, if Tom leaves, I don't want to be blamed for it. But if he comes back, remember the other thing in that article that Tommy Curran had, the other reporting, if the two sides are close, he'd try to get the parties closer together so they could get a deal done. So if Brady did end up coming back, you know what Robert Kraft would have done? Well, you know, it got ugly for a little bit there between Bill and Tom. But at the end of this, I found a way to get it done. We found a way to keep Tom in New England for the foreseeable future. He would have taken a victory lap if they were able to keep Tom Brady as a member of the New England Patriots. So for all these weeks leading up to free agency, I was trying to warn you guys that what Robert Kraft was doing is he's trying to play both sides of the fence, and he's trying to take no blame whatsoever. And if Brady were to come back as a member of the Patriots, he wanted to get all the credit. And then he just absolutely lost his mind this week. That was an embarrassing look for the Patriots organization. The decision isn't embarrassing. The decision that the Patriots landed on, I don't have an issue with it whatsoever. And in fact, I mentioned it multiple times since Tom Brady became a free agent, even before then, after the Patriots were eliminated by the Titans. I support the Patriots' decision to not give Tom Brady a multi-year contract extension. It just doesn't make sense, especially with this team. It would be one thing if you still had Rob Gronkowski in his prime, Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola, if you still had legitimate weapons, if you still had a team that you said, hey, we can go back out onto the field in 2020 and win a Super Bowl. But does anybody believe right now, the way that this Patriots team is built, especially from an offensive perspective, that they have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl? They're going to beat the Ravens in the playoffs. They're going to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. Heck, they couldn't beat the Titans with Ryan Tannehill in the playoffs last year. So I don't see any way this team was going to be a legitimate Super Bowl threat in 2020, and definitely not in 2021 when Tom Brady's 44. And if he had similar numbers to the ones he had last year, well, then the production is going to continue to dip off. And then you're looking like you have a really bad contract, and it wouldn't be worth it because you don't even get the good of that contract where you're competing for a Super Bowl. So I totally understand why the Patriots did this, and I support the decision that they made. It's not a very difficult thing to find a way to spin this through the media to put the Patriots in a good light. I understand that Tom Brady's always going to be praised here. He's going to get a statue, I would imagine, at some point. Damn, he helped build that place. But it makes total sense at this stage why they would decide to move on from the player. Totally makes sense. I totally support the decision. But for Robert Kraft to essentially not support the decision whatsoever, at least through the media, that's what really I cannot understand why he went about the business, why he went about his business this week in the manner that he did. What did Robert Kraft, let me ask you this, what did Robert Kraft achieve this week? He blamed Tom Brady and he blamed Bill Belichick. So what exactly did he accomplish? Does anybody really think now, after spinning things through the media this week, after calling Stephen A. Smith, after saying that Tom Brady wanted to leave, he didn't want to be here anymore, after making this weird analogy, essentially claiming that the reason that Tom Brady and Robert Kraft broke up was because of Bill Belichick, after doing all that, what did he achieve? Because, if anything, people are irritated that he blamed Tom Brady and that it was Tom Brady's decision. And then secondarily, you've probably pissed off the coach. I know if I was Bill Belichick, I would be completely irritated right now. And is anybody out there really saying that, hey, Robert Kraft had nothing to do with this? Hey, you know what, Robert Kraft, give him a pass and all this. This is Bill's decision. This is Tom's decision. Is anybody rationally thinking this way? That it was nothing to do with Robert Kraft, put all the blame on Brady, or put all the blame on Belichick? Because that's what it seemed like he wanted to do. Make one of the two guys a villain. And by making one of the two guys a villain, he tried to portray them both as villains. So as if we as fans could choose one of them to blame. Anybody but him. What Robert Kraft wanted out there is, hey, this is why you should blame Tom, because Tom didn't want to be here anymore. And this is why you should blame Bill, because I wanted Tom here. But essentially, it wasn't going to be able to continue the way it was with Bill still in the picture. And we're going with Bill going forward. So either you can blame Tom or you can blame Bill. But the number one thing you can't do, as a fan of the New England Patriots, you can't blame me, the owner of the team, Robert Kraft. That's what he wanted out there. And if you're a fan right now and you bought either side of that argument and either side of what Robert Kraft did this week blaming Brady or Belichick, well, quite frankly, you're an idiot. That guy's the owner of the team. He can do whatever the heck he wants. He could have overrode Belichick and given Brady the extension. Okay, he could have supported the coach and say, hey, Belichick's making the right decision. We love what Tom Brady did for the organization. We owe him forever. We're going to put a statue up, but it's time for us to move on as an organization. Okay, you could have done either one of those things. He chose not to do either one of those things. So from my perspective, this is something that an owner should not be doing. Blaming both sides, especially when one's going to be here for the foreseeable future in Bill Belichick. And that's the biggest issue I had with everything that went on in terms of the Brady discussion this week, in terms of the Brady decision, in terms of the Belichick decision. The biggest issue I had the entire week was Robert Kraft. And the funny thing about all that is Robert Kraft was trying to make himself look good in all this by saying, hey, this wasn't my decision, essentially, and blaming two other parties. He was trying to make himself look good in all this. And in fact, he made himself look worse than anybody else involved in this decision. And to me, that in some way is actually kind of impressive. I didn't think you could achieve that. All right, Brian Barrett with you for the next 3 hours or so. The number 617-779-7937. I do want to get to something Randy Moss said this week that was just absolutely idiotic, and I couldn't believe Randy Moss said it. I'll get into that in just a little bit. We'll get you trending in just a second here on WEI.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. We may not have games right now, but plenty of fireworks off the field with NFL free agency this week. Tom Brady is, of course, a member of the Buccaneers, and Robert Kraft took out a full-page ad in the Tampa Bay Times that started with, quote, thank you, Tom, to close. The ad read, to the Buccaneers fans and the Tampa Bay community, take care of them. You got a great one. Remember, this is after Robert Kraft said earlier in the week that it was Brady's decision to leave. Anyway, meanwhile, former Patriots backup Brian Hoyer was released by the Colts yesterday. Hoyer played in four games last season, completing just 53% of his passes. He threw four touchdowns and four interceptions. As for the NFL draft, Sam Farmer of the LA Times reports the current plans call for some type of studio setting with cut-ins from headquarters of the teams making the picks. The draft was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas, but that, of course, changed due to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Tuukka Rask told the Globe's Matt Porter that retirement is a possibility after his contract expires. Tuukka's current deal is up after the 2020-2021 season. That's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
93.7 FM, WEEI.
Well, right now, I'm really straddling the fence right now because of what you just said. I am a big fan of both of those guys and what they've been able to teach me while in the New England Patriots organization. But when you look at it, when everything is boiled down to this, when you look at the game of football, coaches coach, players play. And I really think in those 6 Super Bowl rings, you have both guys that really put a stamp individually on their own on those championship rings. So you look at the play of Tom, you look at the coaching style of Bill Belichick. I always wondered if Tom left New England where he doesn't have that comfort blanket and Bill Belichick, who knows the game the way that he knows it, how will Tom fare away from Bill? How will Bill fare when he doesn't have his number one quarterback? So I'm still stuck. I'm still straddling the fence. And that's one thing that I cannot wait for this upcoming football season, with all this money given out, with all these free agencies, the draft coming up, and now you're getting ready to see Tom Brady in another uniform. Hey, that's my number one question, and the answer, my question will be answered by the end of this season. Who was the man behind those 6?
Oh, come on, Randy. I get it. One of the greatest receivers in the history of the sport, of course, had that great season in 07 with the Patriots, although they didn't finish the job. But that was just an idiotic take or an idiotic question that Randy Moss is putting out there. The number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2.5 hours or so. So if you think about what Randy Moss just said, we're going to find out who's more responsible for the Patriots dynasty. That's what he wants to find out. It would be one thing to have that conversation if Brady left the nest, so to speak, when he was 33 or 34. Or heck, the way that Brady was able to elongate his career. At 37, we could have probably found this out. But the fact that Brady is 43, if Brady sucks next year, it's going to have nothing to do with Bill not coaching him. It's going to have everything to do with Father Time catching up to Tom Brady. You think about this. Warren Moon was not good at the age of 43. Brett Favre, he was done at 41. Peyton Manning was done at 39. There's no real player in NFL history, especially at the quarterback position, that you can point to and say, hey, he's chasing down this guy. No, Brady's trying to do something that has never been done before, extend his career till 45 and play at a relatively high level. So if Brady sucks next year, it's going to have nothing to do with him not having Bill Belichick. It's going to have everything to do with Brady being older. That's why he won't be good anymore. This has really Brady's legacy. It's in the bag. Brady's legacy is done. Brady has accomplished everything you need to do from the quarterback position to be the greatest of all time. 6 Super Bowls, 3 MVPs. That's already done. I think most intelligent people, with the exception of like Max Kellerman, because obviously he has something against Brady, all these Brady haters, the Rob Parkers of the world, right? They're going to say if Brady doesn't play well, hey, it's because he doesn't have Bill. But we all know, at least most intelligent people, or you don't even have to be that intelligent, quite frankly. If Brady's not good next year, it's going to have nothing to do with Bill. It's going to have everything to do with the fact that his body just breaks down. That will be why Tom Brady's not good anymore. If he decide, or if we see the numbers next year, they're not good, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers suck. It'll be because he's older. It will have nothing to do with him not having Bill Belichick. Now, at 34, and if he went to play for a different team and Brady's numbers weren't good and he wasn't making the playoffs, okay. then you have a real convincing argument. But this year proves nothing. If anything, Belichick has more to prove going forward, trying to find the next guy after Brady, than Brady has to prove. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Mike. He's in North Providence. What's up, Mike?
Hi, Brian. Yeah, just quick note on what Moss said. Now, I disagree with Randy's main point, but something to remember about Randy is Randy has personal experience with this very concept, with this team. He thought Bill was holding him back. He thought, I'm not getting the ball enough. I want one last big contract, right? And he thought he was as good as he ever was. Mm-hmm. And he catastrophically found out when he left here that Bill was the one carrying him, and so was Tom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That he wasn't the old Randy Moss. This is just some story he was telling himself, and that's what's informing him talking about this. He said, you know what? I've been down this road, too, with Belichick. I thought that he was in my way when, in fact, he was the guy propping me up.
Right, right.
This is where he's coming from.
Yeah, I see your point. My overwhelming take with it, though, is just the fact that, hey, Brady's not good at 43. It's not going to be because he doesn't have Bill Belichick at his side anymore. It's just going to be
because
he's older.
I disagree with his main point, but don't forget where Randy's coming from. This is not some mere hypothetical.
Sure.
He's been down this personal path.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, certainly.
So, and with regards to the team, same intellectual space that intelligent people fill with logic and fact. You know, the ignorant fill with emotion. So it was really, really angry, right? But all the logic and fact is move on because they weren't going to win with him anymore.
Right.
And you still have Belichick. And I looked at this almost being like an existential crisis for the team where you don't want to be, Bill certainly doesn't want to be entering some sort of golden oldies tour with Tom where they don't really have a chance of actually winning a Super Bowl as opposed to actually having a legit chance to possibly rebuild and win with some other group. Which is what he's had to do in the past. And this is just look at the Celtics. Why can't people approach this the way the Green Teamers and the Celtics themselves approached it when the most recent group, championship group, had to break up? You know, Paul had Celtic for life tattooed on his arm, and he was still perfectly okay with getting moved out for the good of the team because he understood that it was over, and so did KG. And he went and played somewhere else, and nobody held it against him, and he didn't hold it against the team because he realized it was over and that this is just the reality of the league that you had to move on. And it was just like there's not all this crazy rancor like you're having here because the reality of the situation is Bill had to move on. The team had to move on. Kraft ultimately did the right thing for the team by backing Bill because guess what? Bill is not some fading 43-year-old quarterback. He's still got, five, six or more good years ahead of him, and he could rebuild the team.
Right. I totally agree with pretty much everything you said, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call. His line's open if you want to grab it at 617-779-7937. I truly believe that Bill Belichick's going to be completely motivated by this. He's going to be rejuvenated, that now he has the ability to completely rebuild the roster, go through the rebuilding process, and try to find the next great Patriots quarterback and try to put together the next great Patriots team. And the other thing that I mentioned is this. Robert Kraft, ultimately, he gave Bill Belichick the ability to make the decision, but the issue I had is how he handled it with the media. I like the decision that the Patriots made. I support the decision that the Patriots made. But the issue you have with Robert Kraft, just own it, man. Just own the decision that you guys as an organization made and support your coach. That's the issue that I had. Now, ultimately, Kraft did support his coach letting him make that decision, but through the media and putting all these things out there through the media, he wasn't supporting Bill Belichick this week. He was blaming him for Tom Brady leaving the organization, and that's the issue that I had with Robert Kraft this week. I have no issue with the Patriots making this decision. And what was the high watermark for the Patriots next season? You are going to be competing with the Bills, even if you bring Tom Brady back. You are going to be competing with the Bills to win the division. They may have won the division next year. The Bills just added a number one wide receiver in Stephon Diggs to go along with a guy like Cole Beasley, to go along with a guy like John Brown. Not to mention the fact the Bills have a really good defense. So the ceiling for the Patriots was winning the AFC East and not getting to the Super Bowl. There's no chance you're beating the Chiefs in the playoffs, and there's no chance that you're beating the Ravens in the playoffs. So what would be the point of bringing Brady back on a 2-year contract, which we all know Belichick didn't want to do, but even a 1-year contract, what was it going to get you? You were going to be a mediocre football team for a year, and Brady was not going to be very productive because, as we know, he's been very upset with the weapons. It just didn't make sense from a football standpoint and from an organizational standpoint moving forward to bring Brady back. I don't understand why they would have done it. Just it'd be one thing, right, if they had a loaded team around Tom Brady and the weapons were all there. Like a couple of years ago, remember when you had Cooks and you had Gronk and you had Danny Amendola at the time, when you had all those things and all those weapons around Tom Brady, okay, I would understand taking another shot and bringing the band back together, so to speak. But for what he has to work with right now, it just doesn't make practical sense. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Louie in a car. What's up, Louie?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to make a point that I don't know how you get paid to make your opinions. You're forgetting why Brady is Brady. I mean, he makes the decisions. I mean, Winston, I think, led the league in passing yards last year, and he was a mediocre quarterback.
Yeah.
It's not about statistics. It's about winning. And Brady has done that better than anyone else in the history of the league.
I'm not disputing that.
But you are, because you're basing his stats and this and that, and you're even downgrading Tannehill. Tannehill is obviously not a great quarterback, but he was 10 minutes away from being in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, I mean, what is the target?
Louis, I don't get the point that you're trying to make.
Well, you've been talking about time, and you still don't make any sense as to what's going on with Tom Brady, why Tom Brady's value.
Okay, Louis, let me ask you this then. Tom Brady next year coming back to this team, are the Patriots Super Bowl contenders?
Why not?
Because the offense sucked last year. How would they get better next year?
Because maybe it's just a couple of players playing a little bit above themselves, and that's all they really need. Like the Tannehill and then anybody else. That's all that's required, and you don't know that until you play the season.
And well, I just saw 16 weeks of it. It was horrible. The offense was horrible for what? It was horrible for, like, everything but, like, 2 games. The game against the Pittsburgh Steelers at the beginning of the year and the game that Antonio Brown played in. Other than that, it wasn't good. And the one thing, Louis, think about this. 06, his number one receiver was Rashay Caldwell. They went all the way to the AFC Championship game. 2013, Gronk gets hurt midway through the season. They got Edelman and, like, nobody else. Kembrel, Tompkins, Aaron Dobson. They get to the AFC Championship game. He elevated the players around him. Last year, Tom Brady could not elevate the players around him. Nobody got better on the offense last year around Tom Brady, and that usually isn't the case, so that should at least signal somewhat of a dip-off.
Yeah, maybe. I don't disagree with that, but the point is, he's still the best at it, because...
No, he isn't. Pat Mahomes is better than him.
Pat Mahomes was 8 minutes away.
Russell Wilson is better than him. Yes, but he won, Louis. He won the Super Bowl. Okay, he won the Super Bowl. I don't know how you can argue right now that Pat Mahomes isn't a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
I didn't say that. You're the one that's saying that. I just said he was 8 minutes away from not winning.
You just said he's still the best, Louis.
Who?
Tom Brady.
He's still the best at decision-making.
Maybe.
Okay, his physical ability, obviously, he's a 43-year-old man.
Is he a better better decision maker right now than Russell Wilson or Pat Mahomes? Didn't they execute better last year?
Of course he is. You give the Kansas City Chiefs team to Tom Brady, even though they win everything. Now they don't need to come back by 24
points. What do you
points,
mean they did win? Louis, I appreciate the phone call, but you're talking in circles here. They did win everything. They won the Super Bowl. There was nothing else for them to win. They won the Super Bowl. They didn't need to win anything else. I don't know what you're trying to argue here. If Tom Brady was on the Chiefs last year, yeah, they would have been really good. They wouldn't have been as good as they were with Pat Mahomes, because Pat Mahomes right now is a significantly better player than Tom Brady. I don't know how even the biggest Brady fan can argue that Brady's on Pat Mahomes' level right now. It's not close. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Jay. He's in Maine. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm thinking about I'm looking at it as kind of a best case scenario for not only Brady, but for the Pats as well.
Mm-hmm.
For both of them to be able to move on and start new chapters. I think it's exciting, good for football, and, you know, for the fans as well, because it gives us, you know, something to talk about, obviously. I know everyone keeps thinking that the Patriots are going to absolutely suck and be awful and, you know, not be able to win a game or only win 4 or 5 games. You know, I just don't see it happening. I think that Belichick's a smart enough coach, and, you know, he has a good enough staff. They've always shown that. I mean, regardless of Brady or not, because it hasn't always been Brady. You know, that's the greatness of the system that they've been able to put in, you know, just basically guys off the streets. and put him into places, and they've been able to be successful. And I don't really see just by Brady leaving that all of that's just going to fall apart. And so I see the Patriots being somewhat being able to compete within, the AFC East, and then also being able to compete, within 2 years. I mean, it's going to be a down year, yeah, but, especially if we're talking about, a year of rebuilding, finding the wick. Who's to say that they don't get someone like Cam Newton to come in here and, actually, get his career back going, or, even push Stidham to actually be a very interesting type of a race for that position, and then of course, again, putting pieces everywhere else. I don't think that, the sky is falling for New England football, and I think it's going to be exciting, especially once we get back playing again and seeing these guys go. I got a buddy that plays for the Buccaneers, and so I'm really excited that Tom Brady went down there. So it's going to be interesting. And again, I think it's going to be
who's your buddy, Jay?
Good all around. Yeah.
Who's your buddy on
Shaq
the
Shaq Barrett.
How do you know him?
We went to the same high school. He lived with my brother, and so when he was in high school, he was a state champ at Boys Town High School. And I would go in there. I coached high school wrestling, and would go in and wrestle him when he was in high school. And him and his brother was a better athlete than he was. Shaq's a great guy, and they've got really something going down there in Tampa Bay, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, well, there you go, Jay. I appreciate the phone call. You can get yourself a Tom Brady jersey and the Buccaneers, and apparently they're going to upgrade those uniforms. To the Cam Newton point, for the entertainment value, I wouldn't mind that. To bring Cam Newton in for a year, like a running quarterback that the Patriots really have never had because they've had Tom Brady for this 20-year period, I would at least be entertained by that. So from a fan's perspective, to just be entertained, I would understand bringing in Cam Newton. I'm just not banking on the longevity of his career, and I still think you have to address the quarterback position going forward. All right, a lot more to get into, including why Tom Brady ultimately made the right decision for him. I'll tell you why in just a little bit. The number is 617-779-7937. Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
93.7 FM, WEEI.
The Patriots just called me a few minutes ago, during commercial break to be specific. He said that Tom Brady came to his home last night and explained to him why he wanted to leave and that he wanted to leave. He said that Tom Brady is like a son to me. He said, be very, very clear. If Tom Brady wanted to stay, we would have worked it out and he would have remained a New England Patriot. But Tom Brady wanted to leave. And when you give us 20 years of service in the fashion that he did, you've earned the right to do what you want to do. He says, so as much as it hurts me and it hurts this organization to lose him, Tom Brady has earned the right to do what he wants to do and go where he wants to go. He said, I love him. He's like a son to me. I'm going to miss him. He will be forever loved and praised by this organization. But it was Tom Brady that decided that he wanted to leave the New England Patriots. He was not forced out. It was not something that could not be worked out.
Oh, man, that is too good. Stephen A. Smith on Tuesday on First Take. After he got a suspicious phone call after or during his first break of the show where Robert Kraft called him up to say, hey, you know what? This is actually Tom's decision to leave. If he wanted to be here, he would be here. And then he says, hey, after 20 years, he deserves to make the decision that he wants to make. Well, let me ask you this. Does he deserve to be burned on the way out? Like Robert Kraft is trying to burn him through the media saying, hey, this was his decision to leave. No, it wasn't, Mr. Kraft. This was your decision to push him out the door. Brady was the one that wasn't offered that $25 million contract. Brady was the one that in 2017 and 2018 wasn't offered an extension. And let me be abundantly clear. I believe the Patriots made the right move moving on from Brady. I've said it multiple times. But for Robert Kraft to act like this was Brady's decision, no, you had a lot to do with Brady ultimately making that decision. You and Bill Belichick essentially pushed him out the door. So to call up Stephen A. Smith in his first segment of First Take to blame Brady, to try to deflect some of the blame onto Brady, that's just ridiculous. Because here's the reality of the situation. The fan base is always going to love Brady. Always going to love Brady. They're not going to blame Brady for leaving. They're going to blame you. And they're going to blame Bill Belichick. When you make tough decisions in that business, that's what you have to come to the realization that it's going to happen. The narrative is going to be spun against you. So for you to go out of your way to try to criticize Tom Brady's decision after he decided to leave, just own it. It's a decision that you can totally defend. But to not support the coach and then secondarily to try to blame Brady for leaving, that's just a lie. It's a complete lie. If you offered Brady 2 years and $50 million, he'd still be here. That's the reality of the situation, and that's what you're not telling us. You're telling us, hey, it was all Tom Brady's decision. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2 hours or so. The number is 617-779-7937. I don't understand what Robert Kraft was trying to accomplish this week. Blame Brady and blame Belichick, so he looks good. He looks worse than he would have if he didn't say anything. Let's get to Paula. Hey, Paula.
How you doing?
Good.
Happy. I hope you're having a nice afternoon. Let me just add my two cents to
sure.
the opinion pile.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to what you just said, why does money make some people stupid? I mean, if this is true, what he said, is he made three strikes and he thinks he's playing a baseball game where he gets four strikes because he's already had three strikes against the man. By himself, but
yeah.
Anyway, so you know, Kraft, Brady, and Belichick had a damn good run, 20 years. But
right.
You know, he came in as a boy, and he's leaving as a man. And personally, this is my opinion. Tom has learned all he can from Belichick. So now it's time to leave the nest, spread his wings, and go. And I'm sure Tom, being the man that he is and has the money that he has in the business mind,
mm-hmm.
that he knew. Now he's going to Tampa. Okay, they got all this, whether it's on paper or whatever, or have talked about it for hours or done whatever. But he knows, they know, and the situation is laid. So let everybody else think what they want. Oh, I hate Belichick. Oh, I hate Brady. Oh, you know, he would have stayed. You don't know what the man would have done or wouldn't have done. This
right.
is the way it is. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I know it's good to wonder, but the bottom line is, whether we do know or never know the real truth, the real story, maybe in 25 years when somebody writes a book and then they're allowed to put it on paper, we'll know exactly, but it's just so nice to wonder. But.
Yeah, and I appreciate the phone call, Paul. The number is 617-779-7937. The issue that I have with Kraft is not the decision that the organization ultimately chose to make. It's the fact that he tried to do this thing where he spun everything and tried to blame everybody else for what transpired over the past week. And the other real issue I have, and I would have a massive issue if I was Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick ultimately made the decision to let Tom Brady go. Now, Robert Kraft could have overruled him, but you let Bill Belichick make that decision if you're Robert Kraft. Why do you come out on Friday and talk to Mike Giardi of the NFL Network and basically compare Bill Belichick to a mother or father that was separating a marriage? That, to me, was just a complete joke, and it's not supporting the coach's decision. You told Bill Belichick he can make the decision, and then you don't support the decision. That, to me, it just seems like Robert Kraft is going nuts right now. First, he wanted to blame Brady at the beginning of the week, and then he doesn't support his coach. After he gave the coach and the guy running the organization the ability to make that decision, you're not supporting him. It just doesn't play well on either end of this thing. Let's get to Eric in Connecticut. What's up, Eric? Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, the when I look at it, you know, I think we all agree on a few things. One is the Patriots are not going to be Super Bowl contenders this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it comes down to is when you look at Tom Brady as being the greatest player of all time, the things that made him the greatest player, those really haven't changed all that much with age. It was never that he could throw the long ball better than anybody. It was his mind and how he can read the field and the decisions he makes. I feel at his age, that hasn't changed that terribly much. Everybody has pointed out that had he had better weapons around him this year, who knows what could have happened. You know, Gronkowski didn't come back. Why didn't he come back? Is it an issue with Bill? To me, the Patriots have made bad business decisions because ultimately no one thinks they're going to make this Super Bowl this year. So if, at least if we had Brady, I say we would be happier as a Patriots nation to lose with Brady than without Brady. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Eric. I understand your point, but that's not Bill Belichick's job. Bill Belichick's job is not to look out for what is in the best interest of the fan base. So if he had caved to Brady and given him that 2-year contract extension, which ultimately he got in Tampa Bay, which was 2 for $50 million, if he caved to Tom Brady and then it was similar numbers to the ones he had last year, and then at the age of 44, it's similar numbers, and the quarterback's not very productive, he's not a top 5 quarterback in the NFL anymore, how is that in the best interest of the organization? Because at that point, you still haven't even ripped off the Band-Aid yet. You haven't ripped off the Band-Aid and started the rebuild. What we found out this year is this Patriots team, as the offense is currently constructed, they're not Super Bowl contenders even with Tom Brady. So in my mind, what the Patriots needed to do is they needed to move on from the quarterback and start to rebuild the organization. Why delay the inevitable just for a year of Tom Brady? What a farewell tour for Tom Brady to come back to the Patriots and celebrate all his achievements. We'll have that day when he comes back and they retire his jersey and he gets the Patriots Hall of Fame ceremony and all that. We'll have plenty of opportunities to celebrate Tom Brady. But what Bill Belichick wants to do is he wants to keep this organization competitive for the long run. So it's not a PR thing that Bill Belichick's worried about whatsoever. If anything, that's Robert Kraft's job. But Bill Belichick, why should he care about the PR? He's thinking about, I need to do the best thing for the New England Patriots in 2020, in 2021, in 2022. And if I delay this process, then it's holding back the rebuild that I have to make. And Bill Belichick knows as well as anybody else, they weren't beating the Chiefs next year in the postseason. They weren't beating the Ravens in the postseason next year. Their roster isn't as good as those teams. And quite frankly, right now, the Chiefs have a significantly better quarterback than do the New England Patriots. And that's the bottom line. They weren't going to beat the Chiefs in the postseason. So why wouldn't you just start the rebuild now than being stuck with this bad contract? And that's exactly what Tom Brady's contract would have been with the Patriots. Now, with the Buccaneers, totally different question, because they actually have legitimate offensive weapons, which the Patriots don't have. But the Patriots signing Tom Brady to an extension, it would not have been good business in terms of the football sense. Yeah, sure, you can continue to make money off Tom Brady, but from a football perspective, it would have been the wrong move to keep Tom Brady as a member of the Patriots going forward. All right, a lot more to get into. If you want to weigh in, the number is 617-779-7937. I will get to why Tom Brady made the right decision in just a little bit. You're listening to Brian Barrett right here on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.